Chris and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Tuesday, 5:38. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Well, as we predicted yesterday, that spoiler was absolutely true.
Yes, indeed.
After 32 straight victories.
Still shocking to watch.
James Holzhauer is done on Jeopardy.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager.
And this is where it gets crazy, because his wager was very low compared to what he's typically done.
A modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799.
All right, 24,000. That's
way low.
That's
for
low
him.
For him. Yeah, for sure.
So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. 20,000. What a
there
pain.
Is.
Oh, gosh.
What a game. Oh, my gosh.
So
oh,
she
my
gambled
gosh.
Big.
Congratulations. We're going to say goodbye to James, too. We'll be seeing him again, folks. Take care. So long.
And that was it.
That's it. That is,
and that, and they
don't give any time for, like, goodbyes.
Nope.
And it's like, that is so unceremonious for what he did on that show. And, of course, he does go over and give Emma a quick high five, which is sweet. And now there are some theories.
I was just going to say.
There are theories.
I immediately think... Well, he did that on purpose.
Like, people were asking how much he'd get paid to, like, lose.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that was so uncharacteristic of his entire run.
You're typically more the conspiracy theorist than I am.
Sure.
But you know, maybe there is something to this where, you know, there's people that are saying that he was bleeding Jeopardy dry. So,
right.
So they offered him. There was other conspiracy theories that are saying that they caught them cheating and, like, feeding him answers and stuff like that, or giving him the questions beforehand. And, you know,
I don't know if that's the case, but
done.
I would believe the one where they kind of were like, all right, what's going to take for you to tap out?
Right. So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it was
because he handled it very well.
And the fact that he didn't wait, like, if he's going to lose. Like, I feel like he loses big and he wagers a lot and he gets the question wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how he's supposed to lose.
Right. But he got it right and he didn't wager a lot, which was not what he typically did.
So anyways, there you go. Jeopardy. Mm. We can stop talking about James Holzhauer now.
Oh.
I know.
I'm a little sad.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
Ken Jennings still has the record.
Well, yes, but to be honest, we're not going to talk about Jeopardy anymore.
Is that
are we not talking about James anymore? We're just probably not going to
talk about Jeopardy anymore. Sorry, yeah, Jeopardy, your time on our show is done.
That's always been above my intelligence level. So James gave us a reason to talk about.
Sure,
we might talk about Alex and his health.
Maybe
so far so good.
Maybe
all right.
All right. So today on the show,
really,
there's a
that reaction.
Yeah, there is a. Somehow, these three wound up in a story together. McDonald's, horse, and pooping.
Oh, boy.
So there's that. There's also a naked person making the show with setting the bar.
That's typical.
Yeah. New phone tap, shower thoughts. So a lot of stuff happened.
I'm kind of surprised we don't have a sticker that just has a naked person. Like on it, because there's a lot of nakedness that gets featured on the show.
Yeah. So you don't have long to wait for that.
Wow.
About 10 minutes.
Wow.
Naked.
Right?
Nakedness making the show.
Yeah, nakedness.
That's right. That is coming up here in just a few. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Some text messages from, you can actually text us anytime. 502-571-9970. Chat over at Ernie Sprint Shop, who... supplies us with a bunch of stickers.
Oh, no.
Texted us and said, not so subtle hint for a future sticker. Hashtag, yeah, nakedness.
No.
Yeah, listen, I mean, maybe.
I didn't think Chad was up yet. Chad. Oh, Chad.
So, yeah, coming up next, it's setting the bar. And, yes, nakedness makes the show.
Wow.
Just small examples of what not to do. I mean, we could say when you're naked. Or
yeah, there's a lot of things that you probably shouldn't do when you're naked. Maybe go outside your house, right?
Sure. Okay, that's
okay,
after
leave that
Alessia
there.
Cara.
Okay.
We're going to let Alessia sing to you, and then we'll get to your... It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, jumping on a car in traffic and humping it naked.
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay.
Wow. Friday afternoon on the Parker Road Bridge, Dreka Dreek saw a walking traffic hazard, a naked man.
Did she say naked?
She sure did. Traffic hazard.
Walking traffic hazard, a naked man.
A naked man. Yep. Dreka was driving with a friend and her kids in the back car when she noticed this.
Oh, yeah, boy. Sure.
Wearing only socks, one white, one black.
Yeah.
They didn't even match.
You're right. To be fair, he wasn't completely naked. He was wearing socks.
You're right. A friend and her two kids in her car.
Yeah. Oh,
then we noticed that he's walking into the traffic.
Yeah, not a very smart man.
No.
So that's when it got serious, and I'm the car that he decides to...
It was her car that he assaulted?
Yeah.
Jump on.
The street...
Jump on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
So on the hood of her car now are from that ride-along.
Okay.
Oh,
she said the streaks on the car are from the ride-along. Oh, boy.
He just immediately just jumped on the car, and he was holding, penetrating himself, doing whatever between two women in his car.
Okay. Wow.
That's aggressive.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without...
Oh, wow.
Kelly's holding her chest.
I can't.
Jumping on a car...
Oh, wow.
Having your way with it naked. You're doing okay.
There were kids in the car. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Again.
Listen, there are better ways to meet ladies.
There are better ways to meet ladies than
to jump on the hood of their car in traffic naked and start going to town. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Traffic hazard, a naked man.
Naked
man in traffic. Please don't do that. Please don't. Just strike up a conversation at a bar or something.
Well, cars don't go to bars.
You're right.
If he had his sights set on the car.
Maybe we're not entirely sure of his intentions.
We're not sure if the love story is between the naked man and the car.
Or the ladies inside the car.
Here's the thing.
Kids, either way, it's bad.
Kids, stay off drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That's where we're taking from
this.
All right. That's set at the bar, guys.
Right. Good place to start.
Yep. 99.70. Kelly, 99.7. DJX, about an hour, and we'll get you in on that trip down to Nashville to see... Billie Eilish, of course, Ariana Grande. Congrats to everybody who won tickets to her show down in Nashville. That's coming up on Friday. But that's all part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. All right. Let's get to your feel good. Do them every single hour here brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. And shout out to nurses. Nurses Appreciation Day is today.
Sweet.
And there's at least one business that's celebrating nurses, and that is Chipotle.
How are we celebrating?
So they are doing a little BOGO deal for nurses. All you have to do is show a valid ID that shows that you're a nurse. Any type of nurse, they say, is appreciated. But yeah, today, Nurse Appreciation Day is buy one, get one free. So there you go.
It's go out to lunch day. To Chipotle.
Yeah, but none of us could take advantage of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have a half a semester pre-med. I
don't have an ID.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
My mom was a nurse.
I don't think that's going to count.
It's not like a military discount that just like passes down to you.
No, yeah,
unless
you're right.
Maybe you show up and say, I'm getting this for my mom who is a nurse. I don't know. I still don't think that's going to fly.
My mom, she's just not here right now.
And she's in Florida.
And I'll mail it to her. So shout out to nurses.
The rest of you legitimate nurses can take advantage of it.
Yeah, Nurse Appreciation Day today. That's your feel good on... Taylor, 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we have, starting next week, a little, I guess, gift for dads. Suds and meat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like soapy meat.
Suds and meat.
You're a dad. Yeah. Would you like to receive that?
Yeah, sure. Suds and meat.
And when we're talking about suds, we're talking about for your car.
Right, not beer.
The ultimate book from Mike's Car Wash.
For sure.
Which is great.
So be listening for that coming up next week, all next week.
And not just like meat. We're talking like $50 steaks.
That's
like
good stuff.
Good meat.
Yeah. So meat and suds coming up next week for dads on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next in what's trending. We touched on it just a little bit, but the big news yesterday was something that we had a hot tip on.
A hot tip that turned out to be
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get to a text message real quick from Harry. Text in at 502-571-9970. I feel like Kelly saying good meat is probably a lot like the first time she ever saw a man naked.
You know what?
Are we talking about this segment from the show? When we were talking about the Father's Day meat and suds? That's
like
good,
good
stuff.
Meat.
Yeah. First time Kelly ever saw a man naked? That's
like
good stuff.
Good meat. Okay. Wow. But you know what? You're in there too. You're in there too. It's
agreeing.
Not just me.
I'm agreeing. Uh-huh. I'm agreeing.
You're saying that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right. First time we both saw a man naked. That's
like good,
good stuff.
Meat.
Yeah.
You were there with her in the room?
I guess so.
I guess. Document a special moment.
Awkward. That's
like
good,
good
stuff.
Meat.
All right. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks for pointing that out.
Thank you, Harry. Yesterday, we kind of hinted at it yesterday, but Jeopardy, James Holzhauer.
Hey, spoiler alert if you didn't watch last night.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you for the warning.
He got 32 straight games, could not pass the 33rd game. Emma is the new champ. She is out of Chicago. I think she's a librarian out of Chicago. Princeton grad. She ends up beating James to snap his win streak and record.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct.
Yeah, so it came down to Final Jeopardy again, and James is actually losing. He only had like 24-some thousand dollars.
Was he asleep?
In Final Jeopardy.
His wager, a modest one for the first time, that takes him to 24,799.
Okay, yeah. That's weird. Why did he do that?
He only wagered like $1,300 on the Final Jeopardy question, where he's made a name for like going big.
And that's so out of character for him.
And maybe that's what Emma did.
Maybe he's just over being on the show.
So, it's up to you. If you came up with the correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. 20,000. What
oh,
a gosh. Payday.
Yeah, there
what
you go. Wow.
Oh, Alex didn't even know what to do.
No, what a payday. So, what's crazy about this is we're just now talking about this. These contestants have had about 2 months to digest in it because this was taped in early April. So,
okay. So, now there are some conspiracy theories. Like, a lot of people are saying, listen, that was so out of character for him. Like, how much did he get paid to just tap out?
Well, and then there's been an interview since that he played the math game. He
yes.
played the math game the entire competition,
yeah.
the entire run. Right. And he just played it incorrectly. That's what he says.
No.
That's what he says.
No.
I'm not saying that that's correct, but no. I'm just saying that's what he says.
He went over there real quick, gave her the high five, thought that was cool. And it's weird because, I mean, the show ends real quick. Like, yeah. after that, they get the winner, and it seems kind of sad.
Anticlimactic,
that, yeah,
right.
Yeah, they didn't, like, right. you know, take a second to, you know, say farewell. I mean, it was a historic run.
Right.
It was just weird. The whole thing was, like, awkward the way it went down, and now it's just like, well, you're going to see him again. And it's like, okay.
There is some audio from Emma on her historic win.
Now, here we go.
That's
like
good stuff.
Good meat. Yeah. I don't think that was her.
I think that's...
I'm not 100% sure that was her.
When you win like $40,000, I'm sure you can...
That's some good meat.
Yeah, you can do a lot with that.
That's like good, good stuff. Meat. I don't think that's her. I'm not 100% sure.
All right. All right, so there you go, Jeopardy. He still has the record for like the highest win total.
One day total.
Right. Missed out on the overall total and obviously the streak that Ken Jennings still holds from back like 10 years ago. So
hey. Ken Jennings is just sitting there somewhere in a corner going doing like this.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so there you go, Jeopardy. Historic run over.
Okay, and that concludes our ever talking about Jeopardy ever again.
And we're done talking
today.
Warmth, humidity, and clouds are back into the forecast for today, but we get to hold off on the rain for a little bit longer. Highs today making it into the mid-80s for this afternoon,
and we'll see those clouds continuously rolling in tonight, falling down into the 60s. From the Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, I'm meteorologist Tawana Andrews.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Another historic run almost came to an end. You know, we were just talking about Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about Campy Kelly.
OMG.
Sam, she beat you last year.
She's a repeat offender.
And so, well, if you missed, everyone was pitting out.
You should have seen my face when she first revealed, oh, yes, I've played before. Because we always ask, have you played the game before? Oh, yes, I did. And I beat you.
Yep. I know. Crazy. Can't beat Kelly if you missed. It's coming up here in just a few.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Five pop culture questions. Let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. This was the person who has actually beaten Kelly K.
What?
Yes.
What?
Everybody say hey to Sam calling us from Jeffersonville.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh, hey,
hi.
Sam. Wait.
You've beaten me before?
Wait.
I did.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was last year. But yeah, Sam.
Gosh.
is that making you sweat a little bit more?
A little bit more. So wait, you won the $2,000 Genesis. What'd you do with it?
I gave it to my sister for a wedding present.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. So now you want to keep this one for yourself?
I would like to.
All right. Sam, how do you feel this morning?
Kind of nervous. I haven't really been up to date with my pop culture, and I feel like I got really lucky last time, but...
We'll see if you can do it again. Let's say goodbye to Kelly K as we kick her out of the studio.
Goodbye, Kelly K.
Bye, Kelly.
Kelly's... You can see the face that she's making. She is sweating.
I'm sweating for her. I know.
All right, so Sam... Defend your title. You are 1-0 against Kelly K. All right, let's see how you can do. All right, question number one for you. Sam, this actor testified in the Hollywood Ripper case after his former girlfriend was found dead in an apparent murder back in 2001.
Ashton Kutcher.
This singer postponed two shows on her tour last week due to an unexpected tomato allergy.
Ariana Grande.
J.K. Rowling announced Thursday that she's releasing four brand new stories in this popular book series.
I'm Harry Potter.
The actor who played Indiana Jones said that no one will play the character after him. Name the actor.
Harrison Ford.
Ed Sheeran said last week that we would be a melon for believing he would do an all-male version of Lady Marmalade. Name one of the four singers who originally did the cover back in 2001.
Christina Aguilera.
All right, let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
That felt quick. That felt very fast. That felt quick.
Sam, how do you think you did?
I think I got all five.
Sam got all five. All right. Is this the day? Sam, can you do it twice? Can you take Kelly K down twice?
We're going to have to revamp the entire contest. You would just have to invite her in every Monday and say, I can't beat Sam if she wins again.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Question number one for Kelly. If she slips once, Sam, all she needs to do is slip once,
and it's yours. We know.
All right, question number one. This actor testified in the Hollywood Ripper case after his former girlfriend was found dead in an apparent murder back in 2001.
Well, that's a digressive way to start. Was that Ashton Kutcher?
It is Ashton Kutcher. Question two. This singer postponed two shows on her tour last week due to an unexpected tomato allergy.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is correct.
The energy in the room right now.
Oh, Sam, you got her on the ropes. All right, question number three. J.K. Rowling announced Thursday that she's releasing four brand new stories in this popular book series.
I feel like this is a trick question. Is Harry Potter? I feel like it's a trick question. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's correct.
I'm gonna throw up.
All right, two more questions. Question four. The actor who plays Indiana Jones said that no one will play the character after him.
Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford.
I haven't finished the question.
Okay, sorry, finish the question.
Name the actor.
Harrison Ford.
Okay, all right.
Harrison Ford.
I mean, because if I would have said like...
Sammy's doing his best.
Oh, well, okay. All right, last one. Last one. Here we go.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Said last week that we would be a melon for believing he would do an all-male version of Lady Marmalade. Name one of the four singers who originally did the cover back in 2001.
Oh, God. Okay. Christina Aguilera. Pink. Lil' Kim. Pick one.
That's correct.
Okay. We're going to sudden death. Oh, my God.
Sam, we're going to sudden death.
Oh, God.
Last time.
Oh, God.
Is that what happened last time?
If we did sudden death again.
Oh, God.
I will say a text message rolling in from listeners. OMG, I've waited for this all my years.
Oh, wow. And people are even calling you by your full name. Don't even know if you go by Samantha, but they're saying Samantha.
Yeah, yeah.
We are rooting for you.
I'll tell you what. There are plenty of people who are rooting for you, Sam. So, Sam, if you can hang out.
I have a question for you. Do you have another question?
I do. I have a sudden death question. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that coming up here next.
Beat Kelly on 97 DJX.
When we last left, Sam, yet again, has taken it to the brink. Both of you got all five correct.
We're going into sudden death.
So it goes into sudden death.
Can I share a tweet?
Sure.
Tara says, seriously going to be late listening to Ben and Kelly, but I have to know if Sam takes down Kelly. Who needs a job anyway?
Right. I know. And Sam,
why did you get fired from your last job? I was listening to Can't Beat Kelly.
Right, and Sam was already saying, well, I'm already 15 minutes late, so. Bruce, when you have to clock in and Kelly's going to loose.
Oh, no.
Listening online for the win.
I don't want to lose.
Randy says, go, Sam. I'm sitting in the parking lot because I can't go into work until I know how it ends. All right. Yeah. So everybody's pulling for you, Sam, because...
You're the people's champ.
I was going to say, you're the people's champ.
Oh, God.
All right. So here we go. So we got to kick Kelly out of the room.
Okay,
we're going sudden
Kelly.
Death.
Bye.
All right. So, Sam, here you go. Here's your question.
Oh, my.
In sudden death. Whoever gets this right will win. If you guys tie, we go to sudden death question number two. Here we go. Drake attended game 2 of the NBA Finals wearing a hoodie with this former child actor on his back.
Macaulay Culkin?
Let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
That seemed fast again. That seemed really fast again. Did she know it?
I'm not going to say until you answer.
Oh, God.
Here you go. Question, sudden death.
Okay.
Drake attended game 2 of the NBA Finals wearing a hoodie with this former child actor on his back.
Okay, I feel pretty confident because my kid loves Steph Curry, so I've been invested, marginally. Is that Macaulay Culkin?
You both got that right.
Oh my God, I didn't know
what that was. Wow. Okay, all right. All right, sudden death for question number 2. Kelly, get out.
Oh
my gosh, this is crazy. Sam, sudden death question number 2. I'm sweating now.
I'm so sorry.
Here we go. All right. Nearly 2 decades after turning the music industry on its head, Apple is getting ready to retire this product.
iTunes.
Let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
It was really fast.
All right, here we go.
Really fast.
Your sudden death question.
You're freaking me out.
All right. Sam is hanging. Here
Hang
we
on
go.
Just a second. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Nearly 2 decades after turning the music industry on its head, Apple getting ready to retire this product.
Are you talking about iTunes? Is that considered a product? Are you talking about iTunes?
Is that your answer?
Yes, that's my answer.
You both got that correct.
Oh,
my gosh. Third son, Kelly just leaves. She's just gone. She's gone. So many people are texting us. By the way, Sam, you are like the people's champ right now. Allison is like, the sweaty pits are real. And Megan, I'm dying. Come on, Sam, I'm screaming. All right, Sam. Here we go. Sudden death. Name the top 3 movies at the weekend box office in order.
I'll say Aladdin, Godzilla, and then Avengers.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Okay, that seemed a little longer.
I know, we were reading some texts.
Okay.
God. Kelly is literally going to... She's going to mess herself.
I'm going to pass out. Am I white as a ghost?
She's going to pass out.
Oh, my God.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Name the top three movies at the weekend box office in order.
Okay. Godzilla. King of the Monsters. And then it was Aladdin. And then it was Rocket Man, right? Was that the order?
I'm going to say one of you got that right.
Oh, God. Hang on, I'm going to take my coat off.
Kelly's so sweaty, she's stripping.
Okay, say it.
All right, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Say it.
Sam?
Yeah.
Kelly got that right.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh!
Sam.
Oh! Oh, God, Sam.
You know what I'm going to do? Something unprecedented.
What are you going to do?
I am not going to make you say that Kelly is smarter than you.
Oh, no.
Sam, I am not going to do that.
Oh,
all right. Sam, you have taken Kelly to the brink and beaten her.
I am going to be in the fetal position for the rest of the show.
There are people texting in, no! Sam, you had everyone in your corner.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
I know, Sam. This is the biggest letdown of 2019.
But listen, you can still have it in your back pocket that you've won before. You've walked away with the prize before.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Always next time.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Sam, you know what we're going to do? Because you got that movie question wrong, we're going to hook you up with some movie passes from Fandango, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to say, you can't walk away with nothing because that was absolutely insane. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate it.
All right, okay.
We need to give her like a massage too.
The amount of stress we just gave
her. Sam, thank you so much for playing.
Wow.
Sam. You know what? She's gonna be in my nightmares now. Like, I'm gonna have dreams about her. She's gonna be haunted.
Oh, God.
She's gonna be sitting there like, I'm coming for you.
I'm coming to get you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Wow. Sweaty.
Dude, that was pretty epic, was it not?
Well,
I mean, forget the NBA Finals. That.
Right.
That is sports.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, it is a little awkwardness when Kelly and I stand in the shower, ponder those big questions and those big thoughts.
It's just really random, weird.
Hashtag big thoughts.
Dumb thoughts.
Yeah, shower thoughts on the way. 99.7 DJX. Gonna be in Nashville on June 21st. We have an opportunity for you to get in on that show with a couple tickets and hotel stay with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So your next opportunity coming up at just after 7 o'clock here on DJX. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I awkwardly standing in the shower, pondering life.
Why do you say it like that?
Yeah, I know. Because we say it's shower thoughts because, you know, that's a lot of times when you have the most clarity, right?
Or the most randomness. You're just standing there zoning out and weird stuff enters your brain.
Yeah, that's for sure. We just call it shower thoughts.
So, like, think of this.
All right.
Pizzas come in square boxes.
Square boxes.
Made of circles.
Circles.
A lot of shapes.
Eaten in triangles.
Right?
That's a lot of shapes.
It's a lot of shapes learning.
That's a lot of learning.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
pizza's good for the education.
Is that what's blowing your mind
this
morning?
Education.
All right.
Pizza's educational.
All right.
And now I'm hungry.
Shower thoughts. Guys, is cheese just a loaf of milk?
Oh, gosh. When you say it like that, so disgusting.
No, I don't want to eat cheese anymore.
Well, then on pizza, it's going to be like a loaf of cheese on pizza, right?
Sure.
It's the meatloaf on the pizza.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Weird random stuff.
All of that's weird.
This is all just random. Okay. Shower thoughts.
So I just realized something.
Okay.
Cowboys? You know cowboys?
I've heard of them.
They go, yee-haw!
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And ninjas? Ninjas go, hee-yaw!
Wow.
I did the motions too.
Just you did. You did. You sold it. You sold it. Sold it.
Right?
Cowboys, like yeehaw, ninjas.
They're practically the same thing.
Wow. A cowboy is a reverse ninja. Got it.
Okay. Okay.
That's dumb.
I mean, we really should end there.
It's really dumb. I think I should shut it down.
We really
it's
should
like
just
the
end
worst
there.
Dad joke.
Get out of the shower.
I know.
Drop
all
the
right.
loofah. Let's go.
That's Shower Thoughts okay. on 99.7 DJX.
Just because they said it's sold out doesn't mean you can't still get tickets. That's why we call it the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Access Summer. Powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Because we're getting you into things like Billie Eilish's sold out tour when it hits Ascend Amphitheater in Nashville. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? The sold out nationwide tour hits Nashville on June 21st. And we've got your tickets. Listen weekdays. It's 7, 9, noon, 5, and 7 for winning words. Enter those words at WDJX.com and you're in a win tickets and hotel stay for two. Obviously, the more words you hear and enter, the better your chances of winning. Get complete contest rules and details online at WDJX.com.
Wellstone Regional Hospital is here to help with your struggles like depression, addiction, and other mental health issues. Visit WellstoneHospital.com for more information. With limited exceptions, physicians are not available.
Win your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
Duh. All right, get this into the website at WDJX.com. The word bad.
Bad?
Bad.
Just bad.
Bad.
B-A-D.
There you go.
All right, so when you go to the website, you'll see Billie Eilish kind of like on both sides of the homepage there. Click on that. Enter the word bad. You're one step closer.
Yep. And you could be going down to Nashville June 21st, see her in concert, couple tickets, and hotel stay. So bad, B-A-D. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, your winning word for Billie Eilish down in Nashville is bad, B-A-D. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be headed down to Nashville, couple tickets in your hand, and a hotel stay June 21st. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So, good news, graduates. If you're a recent graduate of maybe U of L or Bellarmine or any of the regional universities, guess what?
What?
There is a recent study on the best cities for college graduates. And here in the Midwest does very well.
Well, yeah, the cost of living is way more affordable.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that factor into this whole thing. Cost of living being one of them, yes. The jobs available.
Sure.
People your own age.
Oh, yeah.
And things to do were all factors in coming up with the list of best cities for college graduates.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in a retirement town.
Right, right.
Fresh out of college.
Right, exactly. No.
Yeah, that's so fun.
So Cincinnati, Nashville, and Columbus, Ohio were the top three. But wow. Louisville and Lexington both clock in at 11 for Louisville and 7 for Lexington.
Not bad.
Yeah,
look at
for
that.
Best cities for college graduates. So there you go. Based on cost of living, jobs available, people your own age, and things to do. So right here, the hub of greatness happens right here in the Midwest. So
slow clap for us.
Yeah, woo! Slow clap.
Slow clap.
502.
Hey. That's right.
You don't have to relocate like I did from Florida. You got it right here, guys.
Tell your friends.
There you go. Here. Tell all your friends.
And you guys should also move here to hang out with me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kat's looking for friends. So, stay here. Become her friend.
Please be my friend.
Yeah.
This is like her Craigslist ad.
I was
going to
say, this isn't sounding desperate or anything.
I just need a friend.
Please call me, guys.
Hey.
I'm a lot of fun.
I'm really nice.
My phone number is 954.
Yay.
Guys, seriously, we can, like, come over and, like, Netflix.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Of course, last week we were giving away tickets for Ariana's show in Nashville, June 7th, part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. This week and next week, it's all Billie Eilish. So get in to win 7, 9, noon, 5, and 7 on that. We just gave you another winning word. Of course, again, it's bad, B-A-D, WDJX.com. Get that in. Real quick. Sports on the 19. The Cardinals, U of L men's baseball team.
Oh, baseball guys, I am now paying attention.
Yeah. baseball guys are nice. Illinois State, they ended up beating Illinois State in dramatic fashion. A walk-off RBI, bottom of the ninth, to win 4-3, advancing to their fifth super regional in 6 years.
That is amazing.
These guys are the real deal.
And they look good doing it. I just appreciate them.
Okay, sure.
That was all Chinese. What's an RBI in the ninth? But there's cute boys, and that's what I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
you're regretting doing the sportsy sports right now, aren't you?
We'll draw you a diagram later.
Okay.
But yeah, RBI stands for run batted in. Oh, so yeah, bottom of the ninth is an inning.
Okay.
You know, typical baseball games play 9 innings.
Off the air, Ben.
In the bottom of the ninth. Okay.
Okay. All right. Move on.
Anyways, it was dramatic. It was at the last minute. RBI, boom. Scores the run.
All the cheers.
4-3. All the cheers. Illinois State goes home. Tail between legs. We go, in advance to the fifth super regional in 6 years.
Did everybody like rush the field? Do all the things?
They were celebrating. Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Was there like Gatorade dumped on someone? That's always fun. Don't they do that in like every sport?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if every sport has that. But yes.
Isn't that like...
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always get us on the smart speaker. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there. Live radio, our podcast, all that, anything you missed. One of the biggest trending things from last night is toilet paper. And before you interrupt me, let me continue, okay?
I have questions.
I know you do.
It fits in with our show pretty well.
Listen, there is giant new toilet paper rolls that are making the news because they're designed for millennials.
And what exactly is a millennial-designed toilet paper roll?
It's massive. It's like 12 inches in diameter.
Oh, so they figure...
Does this
mean we use more toilet paper than you guys? I don't get it.
We have to go replenish at the store a lot less.
Right. More millennials are living alone, and so Charmin developed this giant roll for people who may have limited storage space. So in the $30 Forever Roll comes a starter kit, which has its own like...
It's got to have a holder,
stainless steel roll holder.
Yeah,
right.
Because you're going to have to carve a really big hole in your wall to like mount that.
And 3 mega rolls of toilet paper. I mean, these rolls are like this. They're 12 inches.
Obnoxious.
That's like a public restroom size one.
Kind of. Or even bigger. But they're saying it's toilet paper rolls for millennials.
Okay, but they're not wrong. Like, I live in a little studio, and I hate going to replenish my toilet paper.
Well, this is going to take up half the space in your apartment, I feel like.
Listen, I might scare away men from my apartment, but it's fine. I'll have a giant toilet paper roll.
They say you don't need to go. You could go an entire month without replenishing the roll.
This is also good for the elderly, who can't get to the store as often.
This could benefit you guys too.
I was going to say, my toilet paper ratio, I use a lot.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing. That's fantastic.
#clean.
Okay.
More like #TMI.
No, you got to just make sure.
Have you seen the wet ones, the wet wipes they make?
Yeah, those are glorious.
Okay, great.
Those are glorious.
Wonderful. Those are nice on the bum.
Right?
This is getting real awkward. Real quick.
Who's it awkward for?
Everybody.
No.
Everybody involved.
I'm telling you, the proper ratio, if you live the bougie lifestyle and you've got the benefit of having the normal toilet paper and the wet wipes, you gotta hit at least one with the wet wipe
and then you follow up with the dry?
And then go back to the dry.
Okay, great.
To just finish everything off.
All right.
Listen, I'm not saying bougie. I'm saying treat yourself.
That's true.
At home spa treatment.
You're right.
Sure.
Cancel your membership to the gym. Get yourself some wet wipes to make sure everything's proper down there. So anyways, that's one of the biggest trending stories is this giant toilet paper roll from Charmin.
It's just going to take up way too much space.
Designed for millennials.
I don't think that I can live like that.
It's all right.
It's a little much.
Let us live our own life, Kelly.
Okay.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. Have phone, will call. You know, sometimes it's tough to fit in at a new place of business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And especially when you get a call from corporate office in New York.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm new here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yes. You know what? Let me find someone that can answer that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't help when Robert Hassenpepper gives you a call.
Oh, does Robert work at corporate? Oh, this is great.
No, no, no. Yes, Robert Hassenpepper.
He works at corporate.
He does.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
This might be a special level of savage. Kate and the rest of the office staff wrote to us. So I work in an office with a bunch of cubicles. Whenever there's a new employee, we like to prank them to welcome them into the fam.
Aww.
Have a little fun, right?
Sure.
LOL. Can you help us prank Laura? She's new this week. She answers the phones. How about a little phone tappage?
All right, say no more.
Good morning. This is Laura.
Well, hello, Laura. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Are you new there? I don't think I've had the pleasure of speaking to you yet.
Yes, I just started last week.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the company. I'm calling from the home office there in New York. My name is Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm the Vice President of Operations for the company.
Okay, wow. It's nice to meet you.
Well, I don't know if they told you about me, but you're going to hear from me occasionally, and you'll be responsible for passing on messages from me to the staff there.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Well, sometimes I want to implement a new policy, and the easiest way, you know, is to talk to you and you compose a letter to the staff there in your office.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started. I want you to take some notes and then send a memo out to the staff in your office there. Is that all right?
Sure, I can do that.
All right. Well, this first memo is about a policy change there in the workplace that we've been working on here in New York. I've just been reading an article about productivity, and they found that people are most productive when they're well-rested. Have you heard this?
Okay, sorry, should I be writing this part down?
Oh, my God. Well, you just take general notes, and I'm going to let you put this in your own words. How about that?
Okay, okay.
All right, so we want our people well-rested each day. You following me? And I feel like the best way to do that would be to allow our team members to take naps there at work.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to establish an area there for naps. So the last time I was there, I seem to remember there was a hallway that leads to the bathrooms. And am I correct?
Yes.
So, hear what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we'll convert that hallway into a nap area with cots along the wall. You think that'll work?
I don't know. I guess so. It's not a very wide hall, though.
Hang on. So, you're saying that we should skip the cots and just have people nap on the floor? Am I hearing you correctly?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not sure I'm the best person to talk to you about this. Should I transfer you to Alan?
Well, damn it there, Laura. I want your perspective. So it sounds like you're saying that we should just put some pillows in that hallway and have people literally lay on the ground there on the floor.
I don't know. I'm new here. I don't know.
Now answer me this, Laura. Will people still be able to use the restroom? Is that hall wide enough to handle people sleeping and people that are needing to use the restroom?
I think so. I guess so, but the hallway isn't carpeted, it's tile.
I don't understand what you're meaning there.
It wouldn't be very comfortable to lay down on tile.
Well, dang it, Laura. I'm not expecting people to take a 5-hour nap. I just want a little nap, a little cat nap, if you get my drift. I don't want them sleeping there all day.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to Alan?
No, hang on. Let's try this. Laura, I want to take a little poll of the people right around you to see if they think it's a good idea.
You want me to ask them?
Well, yes, just an informal poll. Just stand up and make a little announcement for me real quick to the staff.
Right now?
Yes, absolutely. We do this all the time, Laura. Just stand up and let me know when you're standing up.
Okay, I'm standing up.
All right, wonderful. Repeat after me. Say, can I have your attention?
Oh, gosh. Hey, you guys, can I have your attention?
All right, are they looking at you now?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
All right, wonderful. Well, hey, just trust me on this. Just say, I'm on the phone with New York.
I'm on the phone with New York.
And they want to know if you think...
I don't want to know what you think.
If it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
But it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
All right, what are they doing?
They're just staring at me.
Oh, yeah, Laura, I forgot. Say this. I'm on 99.7 DJX, and this is a phone tap from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What? I'm on the radio.
Laura.
You didn't say it.
Kate and some of your other people at the office wanted me to welcome you.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're right. She didn't say it.
That is the best. I've got this picture of this, like, room full of cubicles, and everyone's looking at it.
Guys, got a question to ask you. Very important call on the phone. That's your phone tap.
Hey, just, like, you know what? Our hallway is carpeted. Do you think maybe we should implement that?
Maybe.
Let's just get some pillows.
Nap we would time. Not mind.
That is your phone tap on 90. Home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Another opportunity for you to get in to see Billie Eilish in Nashville coming up at 9 with the winning word there on 99.7 DJX. I mean, we kind of gave you the spoiler yesterday that it was going to happen. But James Holzhauer, he's done.
Oh, James.
He's done.
Oh, man.
Now everybody's thinking, man, was it like, it was almost too easy that he went down.
Yeah, there's conspiracy theories that how much did he get paid to tap out?
So he did not break Ken Jennings' streak record of 74 straight games.
That's tragic.
He did not break Ken Jennings' total money record.
That is also tragic.
Yeah, he missed it by like $40,000, basically.
If anybody
one
was going to do it, it would be him.
Yeah, it was. It was going to be him. But it came down to Emma and he on the final Jeopardy question.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,000.
Yeah.
See, that's where the conspiracy theory lies, because that is like, he never did that. Like, why would he do that? Why would he do
today?
That?
Why today?
I don't know. Maybe, was he not confident in his answer? Either way, though, I feel like if James is going to lose, he's going to lose by betting big and losing big.
Exactly.
You know? He's gonna take his total from 20-some thousand down to almost zero by betting $20,000. Now, Emma, on the other hand, she got the final Jeopardy question right and bet big.
So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. 20,000. What a...
Okay,
oh,
now,
gosh.
Now, as soon as everybody realizes that James is done, there's 9 seconds left until the show's over. So they have seconds to say goodbye to James, to say congratulations to Emma.
And that's his historic run, and then peace out.
Right.
What a payday. What a game. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. We're going to say goodbye to James, too.
Right, bye, James.
We'll be seeing him again, folks. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's it.
We can't be bothered with our goodbyes.
I mean, he comes over and does it. You kind of see on the side of the screen, he gives her a high five, which is really cute. But again, she took a cue from his playbook. She bet big like he did.
Absolutely.
And he did. Are you kidding?
Well, and he actually said, he was like, it was going to take someone that was on their best game and basically betting
bet
like him.
He did.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, to take him down. And so he said nobody likes to lose, but he's happy for her.
I don't accept it.
Well, didn't he say you're going to see him again? So do you think maybe he'd be at like the beginning of an episode? They're like, oh, RIP to him, but like, let's take a memory moment.
No, they don't do
it'll,
that.
It'll probably be like a champions round where they bring back James as the former champion of...
Several weeks ago, they just did like a team competition where you saw Ken Jennings again. So they came back and did like a tournament of champions.
It's not the same.
So now what we need to do is we need to see how James Holzhauer does in other competitions, like spelling bee, like hot dog eating competition.
Oh, hot dog eating competition?
Yeah, like, you know, the Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
Are you the only one who wants
this? Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Nothing to do with knowledge.
See how he does with that. So there you go.
Smart dude.
We say goodbye to James, who still set the single game record.
Maybe he can go on Wheel of Fortune. Is that his next step? Maybe Wheel of Fortune is it. Maybe that's
We're just saying there's options.
Or The Bachelor. He's going to be The Bachelor. Wait, he's married. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise? Nah.
We'll work it out. Either. 7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show with the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Big congrats to everybody who picked up tickets to the Ariana Show, which is on Friday night. Of course, we have tickets for the Billie Eilish Show in Nashville. You got to be listening at 7, 9, noon, 5 and 7 for the winning words. Get in to win that here on 99.7 DJX. We have a special guest, a little guest DJ. Her name is Sloan. She is going to be in fourth grade at St. Gabriel Elementary. Good morning, Sloan.
This feel-good story is brought to you by Race Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything is cheaper outside the city. Visit RaceFord.com.
She's like, right to the business. Right to the business. Now we can interview her.
That's right.
This is great. Let me get the business out of the way. Well, and then, Sloan, you slayed the game.
I was going to say, we gave her a task. We're like, you got to do the Raise Ford sponsorship for the feel good.
To be fair, you didn't tell her we're going to have a little chat first.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That was my fault as a preparer. So Sloan, how are you this morning?
Good. I got the business out of the way.
That's right. Sloan's wearing a purple t-shirt with a smiley face that's thrown up a rainbow. So
yes.
It's a very cute
rainbow
t-shirt.
Vomit's great.
Absolutely. You told all your friends you're going to be on DJX. You won this as a little fundraiser. So this is pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Is it exactly that what you thought it would be?
Not really, but kind of.
Okay, not really, but kind of.
Okay, so right, in like a good way or a bad way?
Good.
Okay, good. She hesitated. I was nervous.
She had to think. She had to think about that. All right. I tell you what, Sloan, I want you to do that again, okay? Can you do the sponsorship for me again here real quick?
It was a good practice run.
All right. That was a good practice run.
Okay,
we're gonna do it for real
for
this
reals.
Time. Okay, okay. This is every morning right about this time, we give you a feel-good story.
This feel-good story is brought to you by Raise Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything is cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
Yeah! There she is! Professional!
And we're going to be fired tomorrow, which is great.
Sloan is going to take our job. This is great. Shout out to 14-year-old Isaiah Tuckett. He had a dream with his family, along with his family, a family of seven, to go to Disney World. They couldn't afford it because obviously Disney World is quite a trip.
It's a little pricey, especially for that many family members.
For sure. So what did he do? Well, Isaiah had a bit of a passion, and it started when he was really young, and it was baking.
And cupcakes.
With the help of his family, he kind of started a business, but beyond that, he started selling cupcakes.
In a baking spree at $20 a dozen, Isaiah sold enough cupcakes to pay for airfare, hotel, and Disney World tickets for his mom and dad, sister and brother, sister-in-law, and nephew.
I felt like it should be a family event.
Yeah, definitely should be a family event. So 14-year-old Isaiah literally sold enough cupcakes to send his entire family, all seven of them, to Disney World.
And he hustled. I mean, he wasn't just setting up a stand at the end of the driveway. I mean, he was going to events. He was going to, like, proms and funerals and graduations and birthday parties and all the stuff. And, the prom, 750 cupcakes.
In one weekend.
At the prom.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. And he's, like, not stopping there.
No.
He's like, Disney World, done. Check mark. Now, I'm going to buy me a truck.
Pickup truck. I'm gonna buy me a pick-em-up truck.
Pick a couple years before I can drive it, but I'm gonna buy me a pick-em-up truck.
There you go.
How cool is that?
That is very cool. 14-year-old Isaiah.
There's a will, there's a way.
For sure. That is your feel-good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Sloan, you like that story?
Yeah.
You like cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite flavor cupcake?
Chocolate.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
we'll put on our order
there.
For Isaiah.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So here's the thing. Next week, we're gonna start giving you meat and suds. So it's suds and meat. Meat and suds.
Suds for your car.
For your dad.
Not beer for your car. We're talking car washes.
Yeah, but that would work too,
that
right?
That would work.
That would work too.
I don't know if that would operate the car.
Beer in the car, drinking and driving.
No. We're not talking about that. Write down what you're going to say before you say it.
Gosh!
For Father's Day, we're hooking you up with a tomahawk steak from Preferred Meats and an ultimate book of car washes from Mike's Car Wash, and that is all next week on 99.7 DJX. So, opportunity for you there to pick up some meat and suds for your dad.
Maybe.
99.7 DJX, 62 outside, going to be up to about 82 today, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, and we're living in a world where Jay-Z is hip-hop's first billionaire.
Okay.
Have a good day at work today.
Yay. Every time I hear these little stories, it's like...
I know. It's like, all right. Yeah.
Slow clap.
So, between Jay-Z and Beyonce...
That's dumb.
Gosh. They could buy the earth.
Yes. Maybe they should and fix some stuff. Can we maybe come up with a little list of things?
So, Forbes is saying music, streaming. I mean, remember Tidal was kind of like his thing?
Yeah,
music streaming, liquor, art, real estate,
He's
financial
even got
investments.
A stake in Uber.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Do you want to know something that'll make us not feel great? If they gave us like 0.0001% of their money, we'd never have to work again in our lives. Yay!
Okay, well, let's go ahead and send him a little email and see if he'll transfer to Venmo.
My Venmo address is...
Send a little love. Here's my Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo's for sure.
Catherine-Haley-1.
There you go. Okay. So Forbes magazine, we're living in a world. Jay-Z, hip-hop's first billionaire.
Oh, good for him.
A.K.A. Sean Carter. Oh, A.K.A. Right. Hove.
All right. Good things. Great. Okay. Yeah. Makes me die a little inside, doesn't it?
It's all right. You can read more. WDJ. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. And you can get our podcast. You can get live radio. You can get all that right there. And then on Friday, we're going to be out at the Louisville Male High School Relay for Life American Cancer Society. So you can be a part of Team DJX if you want. That would be a great way to help support the American Cancer Society, get a t-shirt, all that stuff.
Yeah, if you walk on our team, we'll give you a little t-shirt. So yeah, that's
for
great.
Sure. Just text us the word relay, R-E-L-A-Y, and then join us on Friday evening out at Louisville Male High School as we'll be a part of the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life there on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, you know, if it's British, it's going to make the show. And you know, if it's British... And then you add animals and you add bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Those three together will most definitely make the show.
Do I need to deliver the story properly?
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Are you offering?
Do I need? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know.
I didn't know Kelly was going to offer.
I don't know. That's, okay. No, I take it back.
No.
I take it back.
It's too late. You're already committed.
I take it back.
You're here for it?
No takesies, backsies. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Real quick. So there is an equation sometimes that we'll use on the show to determine whether or not a story has the merit to make it here on the radio.
We have very low standards.
low standards. So, I mean, there are many different things that fall into this equation. But when one story involves Britain,
absolutely.
Obviously, Kelly is drawn to that.
I'm the British reporter on the show.
If a story involves animals, obviously that is something that we enjoy as well. And then... If a story involves bathroom, then we enjoy that as well. Those three things together, and Kelly so journalistically decided she was going to...
I volunteered my services before I looked at the story.
Shoulder this story herself.
It's the Bean and Keeley Breakfast Show.
The Bean and Keeley Breakfast Show. Here we go. If for any reason you find yourself commandeering a horse and a carriage... Do not attempt to direct the horse into a McDonald's.
Ah.
Or any other restaurant.
Okay.
He needs a double cheeseburger.
So apparently...
Like a double cheeseburger.
It's at this point in the story where we find, yes, someone actually has done that.
Okay, so it started in Staines. That's the name of the town. The town is called Staines.
Sounds lovely this time of year.
Outside of London, there's a horse in the drive-thru. They paid for the drinks. The two men responsible lied in order to steal the following car's food as well. And then this happened.
He needs a double cheeseburger. Check himself, his card's in there. Contactless.
They're trying to ride the horse into the McDonald's.
That's where they're trying to get in the restaurant.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then the horse decided to chime in by dropping a pile of poo in the doorway.
Oh, no! Does that cost extra?
Oh, boy. Oh, golly.
All right.
We left the drive-thru. We went into the McDonald's. Yeah. We dropped the deucey.
Clean up in aisle 4. All right, so there you go.
So once again, they probably didn't post a sign, no horses allowed inside the McDonald's. I'm sorry, they probably say McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Right. Also, when you're committing crimes, don't chortle while filming it like these two insufferable dunces.
Dunces? Did you
chortle? You know.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd put a little moral in the story.
Right, right, sure. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's just tie it up with a nice little bow.
Lovely. All right. So again, that is kind of the formula, the mathematic equation, if you will, for stories to make it on the show.
They wanted a cheeseburger, but the horse dropped a turd burger instead.
There you go.
Peep, peep, cheerio. Bob's your uncle.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see the story there. Thank you, Kelly. That was lovely.
You're welcome.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
The Bean and Keeley Breakfast Show.
Bean and Keeley Breakfast Show. Coming up, it is hard to be the new person at work.
Oh, it's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough in the cubicle land.
It's so tough.
I don't know. I'm new here. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
When corporate's on the phone.
Corporate's on the phone.
And they have a task for you already.
Oh.
Out the gate.
Oh.
Oh, Laura. She gets the sweats.
Phone tap coming up. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show from Yvonne says, love your show. I'm going to miss listening to it in the morning since I retired yesterday. Well, happy retirement, but make sure you can always check in with us via the podcast and listen whenever you want, because we put segments, we put the entire show up there without like the music and the commercials and all that stuff. So
to be honest, I'd be sleeping through the show too. If
I was going to say, if we didn't have to be here, then
you can't leave us. We're following you.
A little early. We might be in the same boat, but yeah, congrats there, Yvonne. And, but yeah, listen on the podcast. You can WDJX.com and then, you can get the entire show there. You can get the segments. Anything you want right there. All right, coming up next, a little phone tap action. You know, it's tough being the first, well, a new person on the job.
Yeah, and there are certain ways that you make them feel welcome.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Katie and the office ladies put us up to this one.
Right.
She says, I work in an office with a bunch of cubicles. Whenever there's a new employee, we like to prank them to welcome them here. Just having a little fun, right? LOL.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Can you help us prank Laura? She's new this week. She answers the phones. How about a little phone tappage?
All right. Say no more.
Good morning. This is Laura.
Well, hello, Laura. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Are you new there? I don't think I've had the pleasure of speaking to you yet.
Yes, I just started last week.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the company. I'm calling from the home office there in New York. My name is Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm the Vice President of Operations for the company.
Okay, wow. It's nice to meet you.
Well, I don't know if they told you about me, but you're going to hear from me occasionally, and you'll be responsible for passing on messages from me to the staff there.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Well, sometimes I want to implement a new policy, and the easiest way, you know, is to talk to you and you compose a letter to the staff there in your office.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started. I want you to take some notes and then send a memo out to the staff in your office there. Is that all right?
Sure, I can do that.
All right. Well, this first memo is about a policy change there in the workplace that we've been working on here in New York. I've just been reading an article about productivity, and they found that people are most productive when they're well rested. Have you heard this?
Okay, sorry, should I be writing this part down?
Oh, my God. Well, you just take general notes, and I'm going to let you put this in your own words. How about that?
Okay.
All right, so we want our people well-rested each day. You following me? And I feel like the best way to do that would be to allow our team members to take naps there at work.
Yeah!
Okay.
So I want to establish an area there for naps. So the last time I was there, I seem to remember there was a hallway that leads to the bathrooms. Am I correct?
Yes.
So, hear what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we'll convert that hallway into a nap area with cots along the wall. You think that'll work?
I don't know. I guess so. It's not a very wide hall, though.
Hang on. So, you're saying that we should skip the cots and just have people nap on the floor? Am I hearing you correctly?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not sure I'm the best person to talk to you about this. Should I transfer you to Alan?
Well, damn it there, Laura. I'd say I want your perspective. So it sounds like you're saying that we should just put some pillows in that hallway and have people literally lay on the ground there on the floor.
No, I don't know. I'm new here.
I don't know.
Now answer me this, Laura. Will people still be able to use the restroom? Is that hall wide enough to handle people sleeping and people that are needing to use the restroom?
I think so. I guess so. But the hallway isn't carpeted. It's tile.
I don't understand what you're meaning there.
It wouldn't be very comfortable to lay down on tile.
Well, dang it, Laura. I'm not expecting people to take a 5-hour nap. I just want a little nap, a little cat nap, if you get my drift. I don't want them sleeping there all day.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to Alan?
No, hang on. Let's try this. Laura, I want to take a little poll of the people right around you to see if they think it's a good idea.
You want me to ask them?
Well, yes, just an informal poll. Just stand up and make a little announcement for me real quick to the staff.
Right now?
Yes, absolutely. We do this all the time, Laura. Just stand up and let me know when you're standing up.
Okay, I'm standing up.
All right, wonderful. Repeat after me. Say, can I have your attention?
Hey, you guys, can I have your attention?
All right, are they looking at you now?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
All right, wonderful. Well, hey, just trust me on this. Just say, I'm on the phone with New York.
I'm on the phone with New York.
And they want to know if you think... if it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
But it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
All right, what are they doing?
They're just staring at me.
Oh, yeah, Laura, I forgot. Say this. I'm on 99.7 DJX, and this is a phone tap from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What?
I'm on the radio. Laura, Kate and some of your other people at the office wanted me to welcome you.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Morgan tweets us, I'm literally dying in my car. She actually stood up and said she's on the phone with New York. Hey, listen, when corporate calls, you gotta do what they say.
Listen, we got a cubicle area. We also have carpeted hallways. I'm kind of loving this idea.
Yeah, it could work. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, another opportunity for you to get in on that Billie Eilish DJX All Access Summer.
Yeah, make sure you stand up and you announce to everybody in the cubicle. Guys, the Billie Eilish word is...
Right, that is on the way next.
Win your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
Guy.
Guy?
Yep, guy.
Okay, G-U-Y.
Yeah, last hour was bad. This hour, guy.
I see what they did there.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
Uh-huh.
Two tickets, hotel, Nashville, Billie Eilish. That is your DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Yeah, the more times that you enter in the word, the more chances you have.
Yep, G-U-Y. Get that in, WDJX.com, and you can be headed down to Nashville, 99.7 DJX. I'll reintroduce you to our special little guest DJ, Sloan. She's been hanging out with us for the past few hours. She's a fourth grader over at St. Gabriel. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. She's ready
Good
to
morning.
Go. I know. She's excited. So she's going to be our special guest DJ. She's going to help deliver the sponsorship for the Feel Good. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
This Feel Good story is brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. Everything is cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
There you go.
Slate it.
Like a Sloan pro.
Sloan, slate it. Yeah.
Like a pro.
There you go.
And as you are graduating from college, know that you are in the best region possible. According to Best Cities for College Grads, the Midwest is number one.
Absolutely.
As you look at like Cincinnati, Nashville, Columbus, those are the top three.
Okay.
But you've also got Lexington at 7.
Yes.
And Louisville at number 11.
So what'd they look at?
Cost of living, jobs yep. available, people that are your same age, things to do.
That's good news because, I mean, the last place you want to end up after graduating college is a retirement town. Exactly. That's not where you want to go.
Yeah.
The nightlife's different.
Hey, 4 o'clock buffet. Come on
out. Whippersnapper.
Let's go out tonight.
So, yeah,
four
feel
o'clock.
Good. If you're a recent grad of U of L or Bellarmine or any of the local regional colleges.
No need to move.
No need to move.
Stay right
you
here.
You got it right here.
All right.
So, yeah, you can read more about it. We've got it posted for you up at WDJX.com.
I'll make your mother happy.
No, yes.
You don't have to leave, honey.
Oh, my.
Stay right here.
You look so skinny. Sloan, is that good? Is that all right?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Sloan is cool.
Sloan staff approval. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Sloan, again, that feel good was brought to you by what? It was 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, your Billie Eilish DJX All Access Summer word is guy.
Guy. G-U-I.
Guy. There you go. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you are in to win those two tickets. And a hotel stay down for her Nashville show. Of course, Ariana Grande is going to be down there in Nashville at the end of the week. And congrats to everybody who won tickets with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Can we talk about a rumor that I hope is true?
Well, yes.
I want to talk about a rumor that I hope is true.
Okay.
It's about my boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
So the Fast and Furious spinoff, you know, Hobbs and Shaw.
I do. I know a lot about
it. Okay. It's coming out in theaters in August.
Okay.
Okay. You should see this one. Like, I feel like if you don't, have you?
I've seen some of the Fast and Furious.
Okay. So this one has Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham.
Okay.
And Idris Elba. I mean, the three of them, awesome. I hear a rumor that possibly maybe my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds might be signing on to play a CIA agent. With a history with Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true, but I can only issue a plea to the makers of the movie. I mean, it's probably already shot.
Sure.
That if they haven't yet already, included
Ryan Reynolds in the movie.
And they go back and shoot a few scenes.
Sure.
That is my plea. He's got experience playing a detective.
Sure.
Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
You're stretching. Perfect. He's perfect for the role.
You're stretching.
That's a rumor.
Okay.
I'm going to pray that it's true.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm going to pray.
This rumor segment brought to you by Kelly and her fantasies on 99.7. Sean Mendez, 99.7 DJX. Be listening because we're going to have more opportunities for you to get closer to Sean as the concert draws near in August on 99.7 DJX. That's pretty cool. We're living in a world where, remember, like, what was it? A few months ago, was it last year? I can't even remember when IHOP.
A few months ago, last year?
A few months ago or last year when IHOP, they changed their name.
They played with our emotions by becoming IHOP.
Yeah, and everybody was like, what's going on?
What's the beef?
That's exactly what they said.
Right, exactly. And so now that they are, they brought the P back, but now they're talking about sliding a pancake.
Can we just acknowledge they brought the P back?
They put the...
There's no pee in their food.
That's right. Okay. All right.
So
all they're
doing is they're introducing a hamburger that has a pancake in the middle of it.
I'm kind of on board with this.
I thought the pancakes were like the bread on the outside.
I don't think so.
Is it in the middle?
It's in the middle.
So you have bun, you have burger patty, you have pancake?
I think so. I'm reading it correctly.
Is it two, like... Burger patties? Is it a double? And then the pancakes in the middle?
My brain hurts.
Yeah. Pancake between the meat patties.
Okay.
So it goes.
Oh, wow.
It goes meat, yes. Pancake, uh-huh. Meat.
Okay.
That's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Meat, pea, meat.
Okay, so then it's got garlic butter pancake.
Yeah, so it's not
Loaded Philly pancake.
It's not necessarily like a sweet pancake.
Yeah.
But it could be a more savory pancake.
It's interesting.
So... I don't know. There you go. Enjoy that. And then McDonald's is going to start taking foreign currency here soon. So
that's great. I will finally be able to spend all the foreign money I have sitting around my house.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, going to be in Nashville this Friday. Congrats to everybody who won tickets with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Got that Billie Eilish concert down in Nashville.
Can I
give you next?
Throw out a little public service announcement. Keep tomatoes away from Ariana. Can we say that?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a little, she said, allergic reaction to tomatoes.
So let's not give her tomatoes.
And says that it's a shame that she had to find out in her 20s that an Italian woman is allergic to tomatoes.
That is tragic.
Like, how do you just find out?
Well, sometimes you develop allergies. Yes. And so.
Yeah, that can happen.
That could be the case.
That means no pizza.
It means no a lot of things.
Oh.
I mean, do you think the only side effect she had was a swollen throat? Or you
I
think
don't know.
She there had can... a little bit of the bubble gut.
Well, there can also be skin reaction. You can show a reaction lots of different ways.
Do you think that...
You're trying to get to a certain place. Don't take us there. Don't take us there.
I'm just wondering.
We don't need to wonder.
Where's your mind going?
If
I'm sure it wasn't good for her.
If she had to call off a couple shows and was like, hey...
There's a little rumbly in my tumbly.
Tummy not feeling too well. Uh-huh. Things were shooting out both ends.
Okay, listen.
I mean,
need to go there.
Someone that pretty doesn't do that.
Everybody goes, absolutely. You know what? We understand. We've all been there.
And when they do, it's glitter.
So wait, now you're saying Ariana...
Probably. We all assume that,
shoots
don't we?
Glitter?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's like the most hottest person alive.
She's almost magical.
Okay.
And she's like small and cute, like a little unicorn thing.
Okay.
We're also trying to like downplay the grossness that you took us down.
We are... So if you want to boil this down...
No, let's not!
To its... No.
I'm sorry that I said keep tomatoes away from her. I'm sorry.
You kind of took us there.
This is your fault.
We're boiling it down to where we're saying Ariana Grande shoots glitter out both ends.
Probably.
When she has a reaction to these tomatoes.
Probably. That's what we're guessing.
Okay.
Probably cries glitter too.
Sure. All right. So our point is, hey, it's part of the DJX All Access Summer. We got you down to Ariana in Nashville. We're going to get you down to Nashville again to see Billie Eilish.
Probably some rainbows in there too.
Probably.
I don't think I would say the same about Billie Eilish.
We're not sure if Billie Eilish has a tomato allergy or not.
Different.
Just keep tomatoes away from them.
For sure.
Okay.
All right. Another opportunity for you to get in on that though, coming up right around noon. And then again at 5, then again at 7.
Are we done talking?
We are done talking. I think that's all
we
can do.
I'm out of words.
We're all out of words. Guys, have a good one. Catch up on what you missed on the podcast. WDJ.